Hello and welcome to the playlist, Music with Mrs. LC Podcast. This week, I asked my students the question, what helps you stay focused when doing schoolwork from home? Today, you'll get to hear some of their best answers. Hello, everyone. So I did something this week that is kind of an experiment, and we'll see if it works. And if it does work, then I'll do it again sometime. But I asked my students who are all working from home right now what they do to stay focused. What are some of their best tips and tricks and ideas, and what are some of the things that work for them? And I asked them a question in Flipgrid, and I had them respond to me if they chose to respond. And I'll tell you what, I got some amazing answers from my students. So today what we're going to do is I'm going to choose some of those answers and let you guys hear some of the things that my students, which are 5th and 6th graders, ages 10, 11, 12, what they are doing to be successful learning at home. I am seriously so surprised by some of the wisdom and the depth that my students came up with. So I'm going to let them do most of the talking today. First up is Amina.
Hi guys, my name is Amina. The question that I'll be answering today is, what helps you stay focused when doing work at home? Well, I can answer that with the best tips and tricks you can get. For me, when I do work at home, I find a nice place to work and focus, but not too comfortable. When I'm in the room or place, I listen to music and turn all my devices off to do not disturb. I also take a 10-minute break, and that's usually how I get most of my stuff done. Okay, so now time for the tips. Get good sleep at least 8 to 10 hours. No phones or distractions, because this will not help you at all. Do not work in PJs, even though it is comfortable. It will not help you unless you want another 3 hours of sleep. Do not work in your room, because you may get distracted or may want to work in your bed. Make a work or school music playlist to help you focus. And also, make a schedule for yourself to stay on track. And now the one trick I have for you is, do not drink anything warm. Drink some cold water with some ice or some cold juice. And that's all. Hopefully this will help you.
Amina, thank you so much for that answer. She had so many tips and tricks. I never thought about not drinking anything warm, but you know what? The girl does have a point. Yes, she does. Next up is Aiden.
How I would just get my schoolwork done at home, I would just act like it's a regular school day and you have a certain amount of time to do all the schoolwork. And then, well, not, you don't have to act like you're at school, but I would just focus on getting the schoolwork done and not having any distractions around you.
Excellent points, Aiden. Best thing we can do sometimes is just try to not be so distracted. My next student is Juliana.
So, what helps me do my work from home is I'll do one subject at a time. Usually I'll start from my favorite subject to my least favorite, and then I'll take breaks in between. Like, I'll do reading first and everything in reading, and then I'll take like a 30-minute break, then I'll do math. And I'll take like a 30-minute break. Then I'll do science. And then I'll do my I've ready, my no red ink, and all my extra work last.
Very nice answer, Juliana. I think it is important to take breaks, brain breaks, breaks in between. And I love her advice to us. Next up is Evan.
What helps me stay focused during virtual school is just shutting my door and just blocking out all the noise from my sisters.
Did you hear that? He has to block out the noise from his sisters. Girls, 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 we're always talking too much, right? Thank you, Evan. Next, we have Kate.
One of the things that helps me stay focused is when I send videos to people telling them how great their videos are and how great the people actually are, because when people go into work sessions feeling great about themselves and other people, they can get focused and get better things done and have A+ effort, and everybody wins. They don't go in that way. Then they just want to get it rushed and don't want to do anything. And that's why I send these nice videos to people, so people know that somebody is loving them and caring about them. My second point of making this hard time and focusing through it is I like to go in a quiet space in my house, one being where I am right now, but I like to go in a quiet space in my house, and I like to just silently do my work or breathe in and out just very calmly. And my third point is, when you have fun doing your work, that means that you're doing great with your work. Sometimes you might not like the work you're doing, like sometimes I don't like to do my work, but when you have fun doing your work, it's an A+ effort, and that's always what you want. See you guys later. Goodbye.
I love Kate's answers. Kate is one of the most positive people that I have ever come across. She always has the best attitude, and she's always saying nice, kind things to other people, her students and her teachers. What a blessing and what a great answer. Thank you, Kate. Next up, we have Drew.
Hi, and for the question of day, week, what keeps me focused during school here and everything crazy, this is kind of funny, but music, because that's the only ever thing I do, listen to music.
I do the same thing, Drew. I think a lot of kids use music as a tool to help them focus, and I really appreciate you taking the time to give an answer. Next up, we have Anna, who I know is a huge lover of music.
Hi, the question of the week is, what keeps you focused to do your work while all this craziness is happening? As you can see, I'm in my basement. It's dark and scary, and that's how I like it. And so, what helps me get focused is music. I love music. And so, right next to me is my Alexa, and it's playing some music. And so, yeah, it just really helps me. I don't know, sometimes I listen to Billie Eilish, and then I would kind of just like to sing along and then do my work. I don't know. It works for me. So, yeah. Listen to some music.
Okay. I know that she is a huge Billie Eilish fan and also has a beautiful singing voice. Thank you very much for your response, Anna. My next student is Derek.
What helps me stay focused when I'm doing schoolwork is I'm in my pajamas, I'm on the couch, and I don't have to sit in the school chairs.
Yes, those school chairs can be very difficult at times. Sometimes they hurt your back and they make it difficult. So Derek is definitely loving being home with his comfy PJs and couch. Next up, we have Isha.
When I'm at home, I like to dress comfortably and then sit in a quiet, peaceful place to get all my work done. For me, when I do that, it's a lot easier because there's not a lot of distraction going around me, and then I can clear my mind and do my work.
Thank you, Isha. It's good that you found those nice, quiet places in your house to get your work done. Next up is Madison.
What helps me stay focused at home? What usually helps me stay focused at home is being in a quiet place with no one around me, and just to make sure that I stay on task and always make sure that I get all my work done, or else I'll like freak out by the end of the night. And yeah.
I really hope you don't freak out on us, Madison. You're a very hard worker. You always get your work done. My next person up here is Evan, and I love his answers about how to deal with stress.
Hi, my name's Evan, and the question for today
well for this week was, what do you do to cope with stress? So when I'm stressed out, I usually am doing something like homework, which is a must do. So that means even though I'm stressed, I have to get it done. What do I do in that situation without getting really distracted? Well, the answer to that is that I do something puzzling to mess with my brain. For example, I've been trying to do the very last situation on IQ Twist, which I've been losing my sanity to. And it usually stresses me out enough to go back to doing homework, because that is something that I know I have to get done and it'll be better for me to do. But what if I don't want to do anything because I'm really that frustrated? Then if I'm that angry or stressed out, then I usually go onto my iPad and I start drawing something, or I make movies kind of like this. So yeah, that's what I do when I'm stressed out.
Thank you so much, Evan. What a great response and so many good ideas of things to do when you get overwhelmed or stressed out working from home. Next, we have Jocelyn.
What helps me staying focused is I get to be in my PJs and I can do whatever I want. I know after I can play games, I can do whatever, and I have the teacher's help like all the time because you can email them in meetings. And in normal school, sometimes when they're working, can't really talk to them or anything. And that also helps me get my work done. And I have squishies, so it helps me get over it.
Really awesome answer, Jocelyn. And that is a good point, that sometimes we can be even more accessible on an individual level when we're doing distance learning, although of course we'd rather be in a classroom with our students. They are able to get a hold of us one-on-one whenever they need us, which is a really great thing. Next up, we have Taylor.
What helps me stay focused in virtual learning is probably just because my whole family is home and they're doing work too. I also think it's because my surroundings are just surroundings that I've been in before and just feel more comfortable in. And like, I can hang out with my pets and I just don't have to work continuously all day long. And I know that I can take breaks when I want to and do fun things with my family once I'm done. Thank you.
Good job, Taylor. Very true. Taking those breaks in between, even just going for a walk around the block when the weather's nice, has been really helpful for me, because it's easy to just get buried here in all of this work and just forget that there's a world out there and you get a little bit overwhelmed. So that's an awesome answer. Thank you, Taylor. Next up, we have Noah.
What helps me stay focused and on task is like playing a video game that I'm really good at, like Roblox. A game in it, like cat, spelled K-A-T, Island Tribe, something like that. Or like just letting it out and goofing around, but not like in class when I'm supposed to do my work. So, or like playing with my dog, or watching YouTube or something like that. But yeah, I guess that's it. So,
that's Noah saying that he likes to play with his dog, which is a really popular thing I've seen on social media this week. People taking selfies with pets and just maybe watching YouTube and just doing things that help him stay focused. We only have a few more students, so I'm going to let those sort of run back to back. But our first one is Landon.
Hi, my name is Landon, and I stay focused at home by listening to music.
That is definitely a good one. Next up, we have Ava.
What helps me stay focused when I'm at home doing schoolwork is some calming music, or when it's completely silent and you can hear a pen drop, or if I take a break and like draw or something, and if I have like a schedule planned out so that I'm not a mess all day.
Next up we have Lily.
The three things that help me stay focused is listening to TV or music. The second thing is spearmint gum, because I could chew that all day and I'd be focused. The third thing is, before I go to do whatever I'm doing I need to be super focused on, I make sure I'm not hungry, because if so, I'll snack through the whole thing, and then I'll get distracted, and then I'll wonder what kind of food I want, and then I'll just forget about work. So yeah, I mean, that's my three things.
Lily, I am so with you on the food being a distraction. Maybe if I chewed some spearmint gum, I would eat less, but I don't know. I think it's probably a lost cause at this point. Next, we have Olivia.
What helps me stay focused is being in a quiet place, being comfortable, and making sure that my stomach isn't empty.
And last but not least, we have with us Christopher.
What helps me stay focused is I just think about work, and I can work. Thank you very much.
Chris just thinks about work, and he can work. Guys, I know this is a really tough time in our field of education, having to do things from a distance, but what I have found over these past few weeks is that there are definitely ways to stay in touch with students, to get their insights and their values on different subjects. And this is just one way that I'm trying to stay in touch with my students and get their input on certain things. So hopefully this has been fun for you guys to listen to some of their tips and tricks for staying focused. I really appreciate you tuning in to listen to me. Podcasting in a room by yourself definitely has a different feel to it than when you have a live guest in the room. So I appreciate you taking the time to tune in. As always, thank you for listening, and remember that you can subscribe to this podcast on any platform you like by visiting anchor.fm/theplaylistlc, and you can follow us on Facebook or Instagram at @theplaylistlc. If you would like to be a guest or ask a question, we'd love to hear from you via social media, so feel free to reach out. Thanks again for all these kids who took the time to make a quick video for me this week and give me their input on this specific question of the week. I'm sure we'll have more. I think these discussions are really meaningful and helpful and really just a lot of fun. Have a great day, everyone.